You know, what's funny is just yesterday I was teaching our 10-year-old son how to play the Carter Scratch, that particular rhythm, guitar rhythm. He said, "That hurts."
For Roseanne Cash, the Carter family wasn't just a musical act. They were her step family. Between that and having the man in black as a father, it's safe to say Roseanne Cash has music in her blood. And that's what her new album, The List, is all about. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Some families pass down recipes, photo albums, or a set of candlesticks. And Roseanne Cash's family has its heirlooms too, although not surprisingly, musical ones. When Roseanne was a teenager, her dad, Johnny Cash, saw that his daughter was really getting into pop music, basically ignoring her own roots. So one day he sat down, wrote a list of 100 songs, and gave that list to his daughter. Now Roseanne wants to share some of her family's musical roots with her fans and went into the studio to create her new album, The List. Roseanne and her husband and producer, John Leventhal, paid us a visit in Studio A to play some live tracks from the album and to talk about Roseanne's family and the music on The List.
My dad and I started talking about songs on the bus one day, and he mentioned a couple songs. I said, "I don't know those songs." And that's when he made the list. He wasn't alarmed that I loved rock and pop. He loved rock and pop, too. He was alarmed that I lacked the other knowledge, you know, this knowledge of music that he considered his genealogy and therefore mine. And he spent the afternoon making this list. And I don't remember what I was wearing, but I remember going back and forth to the front of the bus, to the back of the bus, and he'd still be working on it, you know, and he'd kind of be looking up, thinking what he was going to write down next. He put a lot of thought into this and a lot of care. And then, of course, once he gave it to me, that was it. He didn't look back. He didn't ask me about it again. He didn't say, "Did you learn them?" But I did.
The scaffold is high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Helen Carter taught me all of these songs, nobody, the Carter family songs. When I was 18, 19, 20 years old, I was on the road with my dad, sitting in a dressing room. The whole Carter family was on the road then. Maybelle was still alive, and Carl Perkins, too. That was the road show. So Carl would drift through and teach me, you know, a chord, a lick or something. Anita would throw out a song title. June would mention a song. This is all while my dad was on stage and we were, you know, in the dressing room. But Helen Carter was the one who put in the hours and taught me Banks of the Ohio and Black Jack David and Mary Golden Tree, all of these songs that I grew to love so much. And the way she taught them to me was as if to say, you can authentically embody these songs.
They told me that he did not love me. I could not believe it was true. Until an angel softly whispered, he has proven untrue to you. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me.
That was Roseanne Cash and Bury Me Under the Weeping Willow, live in Studio A. The new album is The List. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Check out the complete interview at WFUV.org.